Well, good morning. Welcome to another morning devotional time from Bali Baptist Church. Thank you for taking the time to find us on Facebook and for spending these few moments with us. It is Saturday the 1st of August and I'm on holidays in August, so I shouldn't really be here at all. But this will be my last Saturday morning devotional for some weeks with the holidays. And holidays are important. Although this year, because of COVID-19, we're not encouraged to do any unnecessary international flights, and many have a fear of being in an airport or on a plane where social distancing is difficult or maybe non-existent. Some are doing what they call staycations, that is short breaks nearer to home and trying to appreciate the beauties nearer to home in our own province, of which we have many. Others have what they call a bucket list, that is places they want to visit or things they want to do before they die or kick the bucket. Maybe jump out of a plane or go on an African safari or see the Grand Canyon. We find in Scripture the importance of taking a break, a holiday from the daily stress. The Lord Jesus often took time off on his own, often going to the mountains to communicate with his Father and renew his spirit. We learn that the disciples got stressed and anxious because of the crowds waiting to see Jesus. In fact, it was so stressful that they hadn't sufficient time to eat their meals. I want to read that verse with you that reminds us of that. Is found in Mark chapter 6, verse 31. It says this, "And he, Jesus, said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat." The importance of taking time out. My father used to say, if you don't come apart, you'll come apart. I think that was what the saying was. Many of you do not get the chance to get away on holiday, maybe because of the cost or because of your health or other demands. Or maybe you're a home bird and you can't think of anything worse than waking up in a strange place and in a strange bed. We're all different. I would like this morning for our devotions to have a 10-minute spiritual staycation, to come apart and rest a while and visit some special sites that will revive us and encourage us and, I trust, inspire us. What sites should be on our spiritual bucket list? Well, first of all, we're going to pay a visit to Calvary. For us, the horror of Calvary, and it was horrible, is forever married to the hope of Calvary. Jesus endured the cross. He was betrayed, mocked, spit upon, flogged, pierced, murdered. But with that broken body and shed blood, he also was saying that God loves you and that he has made a cross-shaped way for you to be free and made whole and made pure. The good news of the gospel, the light for this fallen world only comes through the horrific darkness of the cross. This kind of sacrifice is the only solution to our brokenness that is inside of us and the brokenness around us. Precious moments can be spent gazing on that middle tree and say with the Apostle Paul in Galatians 2:20, "He loved me and gave himself for me." Have you been to this wonderful spot? Have you taken time to ponder his sacrifice for you? Have you embraced him as your Savior, your Lord and Master? If not, your spiritual life, never mind your spiritual staycation, has not even started yet. If you have, then this morning spend time thanking him for his great love and his great sacrifice. The beauty of God's love at the cross surpasses any other beauty we've ever seen. better, more beautiful than the first few days of summer down at the lakes at Enniskillen, or the drive around the glens of Antrim and that Antrim coastline, and even the scenery of Newcastle where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. The cross is the most offensive, yet the most beautiful event and the most beautiful news that we have ever known. And so for our spiritual staycation, we want to spend a few moments at the cross. Secondly, in our spiritual staycation, we want to visit the altar. This is another must-see location on our spiritual staycation. An altar is a special visit at any time. It's a place of surrender and submission. You leave the altar recommitted and surrendered to the cross and the cause of Christ. Yet many believers never have taken the time to come to this wonderful sight. It is here where you get your life back on track. It is where the priorities of life are sorted out and our priorities become Christ-centered. It removes all the hindrances and the obstacles to our walk for God. You remember back in Genesis 22, Abraham built an altar at the command of God in order to place his precious son on the altar as a sacrifice to God. God tested Abram to see if he would give up his most prized and treasured possession, his only son, indeed a possession for which he had waited decades and was given to him by God himself. As I visit this site, the site of the altar, my heart yearns for a surrendered heart, that God might have complete access and control over everything that I would call my own. It is his and not mine. Have you ever been to the altar? It is the altar that makes the difference between a nominal routine Christianity and a powerful Christianity. And so for this spiritual staycation, I would encourage you not only to get to the cross, what a sight that is, but also to get to the altar that we might be renewed. We've time for another visit before we finish today. And I want to come for our spiritual staycation to the throne. The writer to the Hebrews in chapter 4 and verse 16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Prayer is simply a two-way conversation between you and God. Thousands of people pray only whenever they're under great stress, or maybe they're in danger or overcome by uncertainty. I have been in planes where the plane has hit an area of turbulence and the plane starts to jump about, and suddenly you see people around you starting to pray. They're frightened and it's their moment of crisis. I've talked to soldiers who have told me that they never prayed until they were in the midst of battle. There seems to be an instinct in man to pray whenever everything is stacked against them. There's a famous saying that says there are no atheists in a foxhole. In other words, whenever the enemy is attacking and whenever they're under attack, they all believe in God then. But the kind of Christianity that fails to reach our everyday lives will never change the world. And prayer that only comes out in a moment of crisis will not really make much of an impact. And so we need to develop the power of prayer. Get to the throne. It will make our staycation well worthwhile. We are far more powerful when we are in prayer than when we're behind the most powerful guns. A nation is more powerful when it unites in earnest prayer to God than when it puts its resources into defensive weaponry. The answer to all our problems can be had through contact with Almighty God. I, like many, will not be too far travelled this summer, But I will, God willing, spend many precious moments enjoying some of the special scenery from my spiritual staycation. Just ponder some of the most spectacular scenery that this world has ever seen. Please join me. It will be well worthwhile. Get to the cross. Get to the altar. Get to the throne. And once you've done that, there's many other great locations for a spiritual staycation. We will be live streaming, God willing, from Bali Baptist Church tomorrow morning, 11:30 in the morning, 6:30 at night. Our brother David Mitchell will be speaking tomorrow morning, our brother Wesley Coulter in the evening. Please stay safe. Please keep on social distancing and washing your hands. And have a great day today. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this holiday time of the year. Father, we pray for those who will go away, and we pray that you will keep them safe, and that, Father, they will try to make sure that they protect themselves and their families. Father, for those frightened to go away and will be spending time at home, Father, we pray that you will, even there, give them a great restful and time and a renewed interest and passion, and renew the batteries again for work starting up again. Father, we pray that soon in our fellowship we'll be able to get back to meeting as a fellowship once more. We want to do that safely and carefully, but we want to do it soon. And Father, we pray that you'll give us wisdom as we seek to plan for the days ahead. Father, be with all our missionary family from our fellowship, undertake for them facing the same virus wherever they serve. Father, be with our elderly and vulnerable, those that are not well. We pray that you will put a hedge around them and keep them safe. Father, we pray for loved ones that are not saved. Father, we pray that even as we go about our daily duties, that it might be a witness and a testimony to the saving power of the Lord Jesus. Father, we do thank you for being with us right up to this moment. We can look back and trace the goodness, the faithfulness of God. Most of all, we thank you for Calvary, for where the Lord Jesus took our place and died in our stead. Father, be with us today. Be with our brother David and Wesley tomorrow as they preach. And Father, may this day count for thee as we view the cross, as we get on the altar, and as we spend time at the throne. Father, we pray all these things in the wonderful, precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day.